And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right, y'all. So number three, Triple Dipper. I'm getting all three, boom. I'm coming back in hard on a Monday. I might not remember my sound effect for the Triple Dipper. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. I'll be in the area all day. Thank you. But yes, I am going to make all three dippers today, bro. All right. So number three, Triple Dipper, wars and rumors of wars. All right. Biblical phrase. You all know it. But it talks about signs of the times and things that you will know when there are certain things like, in this case, wars and rumors of wars. Now, I don't know what the end times look like. I heard my pastor say one time, he said, y'all, I don't know what the end times look like, but I think they look a lot like this. So there's that. The article I want to jump into to start this topic clearly paints a picture that is pretty dark. And I'm going to be honest when I say I am not prone to just go into the darkness, all right? I am not prone to being a Chicken Little, and I'm not doing that. I'm not doing that at all. And yet nothing in this article I could find to be a mistruth. There's a little bit of hyperbole here and there, but for the most part, I believe it, to be honest with you. And it's written in Axios. Axios? Yes, Axios. Phil, you went to Axios? I did. Not known for being a conservative bastion of news and commentary, but nonetheless, today's article is called Behind the Curtain, A Rattled U.S. Government Fears That Wars Could Spread. All right, here we go. I'm going to break this down for you in the next few minutes. They say, and I don't disagree, that never before, they say, have we talked to so many top government officials who in private are so worried about so many overseas conflicts happening all at once. Why does it matter? They say, we don't like to sound dire. This is two guys named Jim Vandehel and Mike Allen who write for Axios. So we don't like to sound dire. But U.S. officials say this confluence of crises poses epic concern and historic danger. Officials tell us that inside the White House, this was the heaviest, most chilling week since President Biden took office just over 1,000 days ago. Well, I got news. A lot of us on the outside of the White House have been chilled for a while with some of what's happening with that White House. But with regards to these crises, they say former Defense Secretary Bob Gates, who ran the Pentagon under both parties, under George Bush and Barack Obama, he tells us America is facing more crises right now than it has since World War II ended 78 years ago. Interesting. And he points this out. He says, the White House system's overload is like this. He says, there's a gigantic funnel that sits over the top of the table in the Situation Room. All the problems of the world come through that funnel to the same 8 or 10 people. And there's a limit to the amount of bandwidth those 8 or 10 people can have. Here are the top five that he believes, in their words, they say, could potentially spiral into something bigger. Number one is Israel's response to the Hamas terrorist attack. I don't think it's Israel's response per se, but I do believe that conflict could get bigger. If Hezbollah decides to jump in from Lebanon, if Iran decides to go overt with their actions, if somebody else, like say, for instance, there's a crisis at the entrance from to Egypt from Gaza, at the southern end of Gaza, and there's like some kind of a major humanitarian crisis and the Egyptians do something about it or cause a problem to get worse, then yes, you're going to see things happening. Two aircraft carrier strike groups have now gone to the region. I think it's the USS Ronald Reagan, and I'll think of the other one here in a moment. Now, forgive me, those of y'all in the Navy. That's number one, is what is happening with the Israel-Hamas situation right now. And I'll be honest with you, I think it makes sense to me. Israel said, we lost over 1,000 people. And Hamas then lost its right to exist. That's a quote, man. And that's heavy. How about this? Number two, Vladimir Putin recently having a meeting in China with Xi Jinping to strengthen their anti-American alliance. There's that one. Number three, a malicious Iran. It says it's unclear how involved Iran was in orchestrating. Well, you know what? This is a weak statement here. The bottom line is, Iran, you're the reason why it happened, and we all know it. So a malicious Iran is one of the biggest concerns that's out there right now. Will they try to further destabilize the Middle East? I don't know. Then they say there's the unhinged leader of North Korea, Kim Jong-un, and his frequent testing of long-range nuclear-capable missiles. By the way, some of the weapon systems that we're seeing being used by Hezbollah and Hamas appear to have the markings of being made in North Korea. There's that. And then lastly, they say, is one I didn't expect to see on here, but I've thought about it a lot lately. It says a new weapon is being deployed in all of these conflicts. There's a massive spread of doctored or wholly fake videos to manipulate what people see and think in real time. The architects of these new technologies in background conversations with us after demonstrating their new capabilities that are soon to be released say even the sharpest eye looking for fake videos will have an impossible time detecting what's real. In other words, if Hezbollah wants to say, or Hamas wants to say, you bombed another hospital, you crazy Israelis, well, they can fake a video and get it released. And before anybody knows it's fake, it's already destroyed world opinion. What scares officials, they say, is how all five of these things could fuse into one situation. If that happens, it's a whole new day. The simultaneous threats it says are hitting at the very moment the American political system seems to be, and sometimes is, literally broken. Like, for instance, not having a Speaker of the House. And there's also been a total collapse, they say, in people's trust in the ability to work with the opposing party, with the media, what they see on social media, or even the top secret intelligence the government relies on to measure its threats, or for that matter, distrusting government in general. All of that's legit. I couldn't find anything in the article except for some of the phraseology. You can see they leaned occasionally sometimes to what I would consider to be a leftist view. But for the most part, yeah, wars and rumors of wars, I'm saying that a lot of that matters. And I see it. Israel, Hamas, Vladimir Putin meeting with China, a malicious Iran, North Korea, and then what's happening with AI, and where does that go? We're going to come back and talk about this. You're welcome to text in or call in about it. It's 833-687-4448. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We're doing wars and rumors of wars. We'll be right back. We are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Covering down on some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful state in the nation. Y'all drive home time and enjoy this weather. I'm just saying. And listen, I'll tell you who else covers a lot of ground. That's Southern Immediate Care. All right, one of our sponsors on this show is Southern Immediate Care, a chain of clinics that covers a big swath of our listening area. They got places like Gadsden, Anniston, Atala, five locations around the Birmingham area. Southern Immediate Care. They're open 7 days a week, y'all. And by the way, this is who I use. And I say that not because they advertise. I've been using them long before they advertised on the show. Why? Because I know the owner. And he is, by the way, a Right Side ruffian. But the owner of the entire chain is a great guy, and I think the world of him, but I think the world of Southern Immediate Care as a business. Every time I've walked in the front door, clean, professional, friendly. I mean, they can get you your shots, you can get your x-rays right there on the spot. They'll take all ages, like pediatric up to geriatric, and they're open 7 days a week. Get sick on a Saturday, there they are. Southern Immediate Care. You find the location nearest to you and head on in if you need them, and they'll help you. You tell them, by the way, you heard about it on Right Side Radio. I would appreciate that, too. All right, I tell you what, we're in number three of the Triple Dipper, and this one's kind of heavy. Wars and rumors of wars. You and I were talking a little bit offline, too, Boom. I mean, this is one of those topics that's it's got a lot of moving parts.
Well, it has a lot of moving parts, and I think that has a lot of questions from a lot of different people. Yeah. Even myself, I just look at it, and we talked a little bit about it on Friday when Scott Buttram was here.
Yeah.
But we also went into the fact of that, you know, just from our beliefs and where we come from and we were raised, that the Israel is God's chosen people. That's right. what we believe.
Right.
But I mean, there's just been so many little things. And what I told you earlier when we were just talking is what I'm worried about is just that one small thing, because everything's so heightened right now.
Yeah.
What happens if there's one small mistake from someone?
Yeah. Well, that's huge. Those are flashpoints.
Right.
You know, when the tensions that created World War I were going on, and then one Serbian prince got shot, it just erupted into World War I. It was that point thought to be the war to end all wars, but of course it wasn't. But
nowadays we have what you just touched on. News doesn't travel as slow as it did back then. Now it travels at a flash and at an instant. And with one thing created, not even that's completely real, that could start something as well. And that's just, I mean, that's scary to think about, that people have the ability to do that just from a computer.
I think this is where, and this is, you know, we talked in my monologue earlier, I talked about the war between darkness and light.
Yeah.
And that's what it is, and let's make no bones about it. It is possible to have peace in the middle of it, but at the same time, it doesn't mean, peace is not head in the sand, all right? You don't get peace from pretending things aren't out there. You get peace from having confidence in the midst of it and having courage to face it. But yeah, you're right. I mean, this is a crazy, crazy time. And I think the one that is probably catching the most attention right now is the whole situation with Israel.
Right.
But don't lose sight of the fact that we still got the war in Ukraine going on.
Well, that's funny that you said that earlier today. Everything right now is going on. It is on Israel, and it should be right now. But also, that is still going on too.
Yeah.
With communications from Russia to China, there's just a lot going on.
Yeah, a lot to monitor, right. a lot to keep your eyes open on, keep your head on a swivel, and then it comes down to, then there's the crisis of leadership that we have, and I don't just mean the House. I mean, I do want to see Republicans get their act together and pick the right leader who can provide guidance and can provide oversight and can provide, you know, authority in the middle of all this. But daggum, I have personally zero confidence in the Biden administration.
Well, complete zero confidence. I mean, he went to the beach this past weekend.
He went to the beach this weekend. Not only that, it's one thing to step out of your and go, you know, catch a nap or something because you got to catch up because you were up all night in the Situation Room. I get it. You know, there's things, but to go publicly lay out on the beach, sunning himself and sleeping on the beach when all this is happening, is like saying, yeah, I don't care. And maybe he does care. Maybe he's staying up to date on all the stuff that's happening. It doesn't look like it. And right. By the way, leadership sometimes has to recognize that optics do matter. And they do.
Absolutely. Especially now. I mean, these days and age, you got to know that.
Listen, I think I even said in a monologue one time, General Patton used to go to the front lines with flags on his vehicle and sirens blaring. Why? Because he wanted troops to know he was coming. Their leader was coming. But when he left, he went out a little quieter because he didn't want them to see their leader leaving the front lines. Biden doesn't have any idea what that means. He doesn't know what it means for a leader to be present and to recognize that sometimes what that leader does when he's visible can impact things purely on optics alone. Does it mean you're not allowed to be a guy? Just, you know, a dude who actually, you know, eats a meal or takes a nap? No, it doesn't mean that at all. But there is a time and a place, sir, a time and a place. And maybe eating ice cream and laying on the beach and riding your bike around your $2.75 million home on Rehoboth Beach in Delaware is just, maybe it's not the right time. There's an opportunity for that later. But he's taken more vacations, by the way, than, you know, any member of the teachers union ever dreamed of. But all that to say, it's an amazing time to watch. Wars and rumors of wars. Right now, story I've got here too, by the way.
That's right.
This one came off of ABC. ABC News, Blinken and Austin both say the U.S. is ready to respond if personnel become targets of Israel-Hamas war. So one article I saw this morning called it a red line. Anytime I see Democrats using the term, a red line, I just think back to Obama in Syria, and the next thing you know, he didn't. Secretary of State Antony Blinken and Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin, a story that came out last night. says Sunday that the United States expects the Israel-Hamas war to escalate through the involvement by proxies of Iran, and they asserted that the Biden administration is prepared to respond if American personnel or armed forces become the target of such hostilities. By the way, news broke a little while ago while we were on the air that U.S. installations in Syria were under drone attack, and I don't know to what extent or how serious that was. But right now you've got Blinken and Austin both saying that the United States is prepared to take action if necessary. By the way, thank you to Doman from Harvest who squared me away. It's the Eisenhower and the Ford carrier battle or carrier groups that are over there right now. So thank you. I appreciate that, Doman. I got two calls on the line, so let me do this one. Line one first. Is that Jeff Rowe? Jeff from Indiana. Jeff, how are you doing, brother?
Doing pretty good, Phil.
Good. Got a
kind of an itchy leg from all the healing from the vein surgery, but other than that, I'm doing good.
Well, that's what I was going to ask you because I was gone the last part of the week and I didn't get to hear how you're doing. So you doing all right?
Yep, doing good. I've got my little hose on, I guess, there, the vein hose or whatever on. It's killing my leg, but other than that, I'm doing all right.
Got those sexy socks on is what those are, sexy socks.
Oh, yeah, man, that's good.
Well, what's on your mind, brother?
It's kind of doom and gloom, Phil, what we're witnessing in Israel is the triggering of World War III.
Well, it's possible. I'm praying against it, but I think we have to be cogent enough to recognize that it can get there. It can get there in a heartbeat.
Thank you. I needed that.
I don't think there's any way going around it, to tell you the truth, because what's going to happen is Israel is going to basically push the Palestinians into the sea, which was what they need to be done. All the Arab countries around there are PO'd about it because they hate Israel and they basically want to get rid of them anyway. And what's going to happen is that Israel is going to have to do a first strike on Iran to keep them from getting nukes. And if they don't get the first strike in on them, then the second strike will be Iran will strike Israel with a nuke. And at that point, either way it goes, if Israel strikes Iran or if Iran strikes Israel, if Iran strikes first, we'll be in a hot war with them because if they have the means to deliver a nuke to the United States, they will do it because we are the great saint. Well, and you got China and you got Russia involved in the Iran thing, so it's going to come to big escalation. This is just a trigger.
So there's a couple of pieces of that I think are slightly different, but I think they still could have the same implications. And that's that I don't think Egypt and Saudi Arabia care at all for the Palestinians, much less Hamas. And I think that the Lebanese are sick to death of having Hezbollah try to run part of the inside of their country. But I do believe that Hezbollah and Hamas are being fueled by Iran. And if Iran takes an overt position, that's the thing that I think could be a serious flashpoint. If Hezbollah gets real involved in this, trying to distract Israel and put a two-front war on them, then I think you got a big, big, big problem. But if Iran gets in, then I think it becomes potentially regional because Saudi Arabia can't sit by and let that happen. But, hey, Jeff, I hate it, man, but I got somebody else on line, too. I got to run, too, before I go to the break, all right? Keep healing
right,
up, brother. We'll talk to you. Line two, Rick from Huntsville. Hey, Rick, how you doing?
Pretty good, Phil. I think one thing that was missed on your list of provocations or things to worry about was the threat of domestic terrorism with the tens of thousands of military-age men from how many hundreds of countries that have come into this country. You can't tell me that a sizable number of them aren't part of sleeper cells that are just waiting to be activated to attack our power grid, water supplies. Take your pick.
Well, you know, it's funny you say that, and not funny, ha-ha, but I've got an article here that was next in line in my list of articles from justthenews.com that says there's been a record number of illegals with terrorist ties stopped at the U.S. border. This article came out yesterday. And I don't disagree. I mean, I think that the Biden border policy has been one of the things that is most concerning, and that what we see happening elsewhere could spill over right here. Hey, listen, Rick, I got to go take a break, brother. Thanks for making the call. I appreciate you calling in. All right, Boomer, take us to the break. This is a dark one, wars and rumors of wars, but I know that I've got an audience out there that pays attention. And this is also, by the way, the kind of thing that we should be praying against and working towards the 2024 elections are. All right, because regardless of what happens elsewhere, we're having an election next year, and by God, we need some real leadership in the White House. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. We are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right, making common sense be like a superpower, we be saying up in here. And I'm just saying, folks, it's go-home time. Let me tell you who else has got superpower common sense. That's the folks at ZLA Solutions. So ZLA Solutions. Listen, y'all, I've been telling you now for over 2 years. ZLA Solutions is epic good at helping businesses make their businesses better. If you need help with, I don't know, sorting and containment, quality control, warehousing, logistics, or for that matter, staffing, they can do it. ZLA Solutions is working with major name employer groups all over our listening area and beyond. And so listen, if you need people, here's the thing. They can do it for you. Recruiting, background checks, drug testing if necessary, all of it. They can get you just the few people you need to fill a few tightly wound and hard to get positions filled. Or they can get a whole shift. They can do it all. They can get it for the service industries, for hospitals, for food service, for automotive manufacturing, for you name it. Listen, I always say it's blue collar, white collar, or no collar. ZLA Solutions, they can do it. If you need help, check them out. Their website is ZLAUSA.com. That's ZLA Solutions at ZLAUSA.com. Check them out. And by the way, tell them you heard about it on Right Side Radio. Boomer, just so you know, John's getting in there quick. The grades are already in. He says, I guess I'll give Boomer an A+. You like how I put the tone inflection in?
Yeah, yeah.
I guess I'll give Boomer an A+, even though his pick'em contest has me down in the dumps today. Phil, you gave a spectacular performance, so I'm giving it A++. Congratulations, you're today's winner. Also, if you want some more extra credit points, hack into Boomer's pick'em page right before game time and change all of his picks. Hey, finishing up this thing we're doing, wars and rumors of wars. Yes, I did cover it a minute ago, but the data shows that 564 encounters of out of 736 terrorist suspects stopped at the border, 564 of those occurred at land border ports of entry, while 172 were between ports of entry, meaning they were trying to avoid ports of entry. We've got a situation going on right now that is not good. In fact, I've got one article here from Daily Caller dated yesterday. Federals warn that Hamas and Hezbollah could be crossing the southern border. San Diego Field Office Intelligence Divisions of Customs and Border Protection sent a memo out warning that due to the war between Israel and Hamas, there could be encounters of terror-tied individuals seeking to travel to or from the Middle East via transit across the southern border. I mean, this is ridiculous. Anyway, all of which are... So basically, there's terrorist organizations that we know for a fact that some of their membership is coming across the southern border. And why would that be? Did they have a change of heart and they just want to work at a McDonald's? Did they see something like, you know, hey, everyone can get an Obama phone if they go to the United States? I just really want to live there? I don't know. How about this one? Washington Examiner. In the war in Israel, Secretary Lloyd Austin beefs up the U.S. presence in the Middle East thanks to Iran. Yeah, they say the U.S. has moved now further to bolster its presence in the Middle East with Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin redirecting the USS Dwight D. Eisenhower Carrier Strike Group and also activating a THAAD, that's Theater High Air Defense Battery and Patriot Battalions in the wake of Iran's behavior. So we're putting more assets in place. You've already got the Ford Carrier Strike Group with guided missile destroyer USS Kearney there already. And here we are now sending the Eisenhower and upping the air defense capabilities. And then you got this. Oh, I'm sorry. Is there more going on? Yes. In Iraq. Iraq? I thought Iraq was peaceful. Not entirely. The State Department on Sunday, that's this past Sunday, yesterday, announced that it has ordered any eligible family members and non-emergency personnel on Friday to leave the U.S. Embassy in Iraq, citing a recent increase in threats. Great. Now, by the way, the new U.S. Embassy in Iraq is like a fort. It is Fort America in Baghdad, on the banks of the Tigris River. And when they built that thing inside the Green Zone, it was like, wow, what in the world? But nonetheless, it says the U.S. military also thwarted a drone attack against its forces in Iraq. And we saw today that reports are saying that there are two additional, or excuse me, there are bases that are also seeing drone attacks in Syria with U.S. forces. So all this to say, Victor Davis Hanson is asking the question, does Iran realize that it is putting itself in growing danger because they're only going to be able to push so many buttons before somebody finally says, you know what, the heck with you, we're going to take it out? Well, we have apparently reports that there have been 83 Iranian attacks on Americans since Biden took office. 83. He's only replied four times. He lifted economic sanctions. He allowed them to garner tens of billions of dollars in new oil sales. He sought to pay ransom to get back five American hostages at a cost of $1.2 billion per captive. And he greenlit more for Tehran. In the meantime, though, a delusional Iran, it says, is still not fully aware of how loud its bragging and support for Hamas is putting them into an unprecedented and dangerous predicament. For the first time in decades, it says, there is no nation that can restrain Israel from destroying Iran's pawn. And you have to look at it and recognize that sooner or later, Iran's going to get a bloody nose of its own. Heck of a thing. Keep your eyes on the prize, though, y'all. And I meant what I said earlier in the show. Despite all of it, I know where my peace comes from. I know many of you do, too. And I believe Philippians 4, 6, and 7 is clear when it says that we should be anxious for nothing, but in all things, through prayer and supplication, let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God that surpasses all understanding will guard your heart and mind in Christ Jesus. That's peace that the world can't figure out, but we can have it. All right, we love you. Amazing day. More tomorrow. Boomer and I back here at 2. You guys have a great night. We'll see you then.